everyone. This is Burger Banter. This is Keith and Mark just talking about food. Today we're at Culver's eating burgers.
And cheese curds.
And cheese curds. They just try to give us so many cheese curds for free.
Dude, I literally hacked Culver's. So I ordered fries because I forgot about cheese curds for some reason. I don't know how I do that, but... And they just, like... Then I asked for cheese curds, and they didn't ask me to pay. They just gave them to me. And then after I sat down, they came and tried to bring me more. It was pretty awesome, actually. So I got, like, these cheap... Or free cheese curds, actually.
Yeah. But you're too nice to take a second portion.
I was.
And then the lady was, like... was fussy about how you have to pay for everything or something, because that's for
a dude, the employees here are just trying to give us stuff. I don't think they have a good manager or something. They don't like him, pretty sure. What did you get?
Mark just said a wild thing a little bit ago. He said that Culver's is better than Chick-fil-A.
I'm pretty sure I believe that.
Like, you're not just trying to be controversial.
I actually, when I said it, I had no clue it was controversial. It would be controversial. No idea.
How do you know?
How do I know what?
How would you think that something like that would not be controversial?
I mean, Chick-fil-A doesn't have burgers. Culver's has burgers and chicken sandwiches, which I've never tried the chicken sandwiches.
That's valid. It does seem that Culver's is specialized more in burgers than chicken.
And I've always liked burgers better, so.
Or they also sell fish.
Oh, they do. We should have gotten a fish sandwich,
maybe,
actually.
Maybe fish is what...
Fast food fish, dude. I used to love McDonald's fish sandwich.
It could not be good, though. It's horrible.
It's very cheap. I doubt it's actually fish. I have no idea what it is.
What could it be though?
I don't know. Plastic or something? I don't know.
It tastes horrible.
Have you had it? I haven't had it in years, but I used to love it. I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember what it tastes like though.
Well, growing up, we used to eat those fish sticks a lot, and they're pretty similar. I would say.
Well, fish sticks aren't fish either.
Yeah, like a weird flavor. But it don't taste very much like fish. They have an interesting texture too. Like it like pulls apart like really nicely.
Fish does not pull apart very nicely.
Dude, these fish sticks, and I'm sure like McDonald's fish does, bro. Like it shouldn't be that way. But yeah.
What burger do you have?
I got their buttermilk. Buttermilk?
Just like the original one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that's what I don't remember.
As well?
I think that's what I have. Yeah.
Dude, I was trying to look into it. I was like, bro, like maybe like Wisconsin, like where it came from. I was like, dude, maybe like it seems like butter burgers originated there, like with them like frying it like with butter and stuff, like melting butter on top and like cheese curds and stuff. I was like, bro, maybe they just like are crazy about food, and then maybe they just like die. Like,
wait, what are you saying?
Maybe they die like way younger, heart problems because like all this like
it's meat though. And, like, meat it is so meat, good for you,
but like dude, all this butter and like grease and like cheese curds and stuff, which is awesome. But like,
yeah,
but I couldn't find any like legitimate like proof that.
That people in Wisconsin die younger.
I actually didn't look about the age, but I did look about like what's the main cause for death in Wisconsin. Guess what it is?
I don't know. Food?
No.
I mean, like people being obese or something?
No, dude. It's from falls.
Wait, what?
No, I'm not. I did not make that up.
That's like a leading cause of death in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think so. It, like, I had this map of, like, the most caused deaths in each state, and it was false. I think it was a couple of those states. It was like the one beside it, like to the west of it. What's that one? Minnesota? No, Minnesota's the other side.
I can't picture my.
Anyway, is that other state right beside it also has it? Now I wonder if it's not because a lot of ice and stuff. That's the only logical thing I've come up with. Is that,
dude, that's weird.
They have a lot of ice, and so hence them falling on it.
That's really weird.
So yeah, that was really weird. I was like, maybe they die from like heart disease. It's like, no, just falls.
They just fall as soon as they get old. Dude, there's a place I really want to go. I was looking into the history. Mm-hmm. I mean, like the how burgers were founded.
Oh yeah.
So. Well, it's you can't really. I mean, it's kind of impossible to know exactly where it came from, because there's a lot of beef over who invented the burger.
Nice.
That's just what the one video said, and I thought it was kind
of
cool.
A lot of beef.
But like the guy who probably gets the most credit, I can't remember his name was Lewis something. But anyway.
Was it American?
Mm-hmm.
Was he American?
In Connecticut.
Okay.
And, it was in the late 1800s sometime. I can't remember the exact year. But anyway, his restaurant is still open.
What?
Like, the original, like, the guy that first made the burger, his restaurant is still open in...
In Connecticut.
In Connecticut.
Yeah.
It's like the same. It looks like an old, really old place.
Like, are they known for good burgers, or is it just that they're like the OG of burgers?
Like, Wikipedia or something like that had the
reliable.
Definitely had his restaurant name. I just like looked it up on Google Maps. I was like, what if this is still open?
Really?
And it popped up with like the same town,
just one.
Wikipedia had said.
Shucks.
And it's like the pictures look like a really like old place. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't know. I really want to go there and try their burgers.
Yeah.
The original burger.
In Connecticut. Is that where you said?
Yeah, Connecticut.
Shoot. Well, that'd be wild.
He was like, I think he ran out of like steak, so he just like used some like ground beef
for
something, and like put it and made it into a patty for somebody. I don't remember. Yeah. It was something weird like that.
That was big brain. You ever thought about like how many of like those small things that like maybe seem obvious now that like revolutionized something? Maybe not revolutionized, but like definitely made a big impact. Like it, like burgers is huge here in America or US and mm-hmm. other countries as well. But like just something like small like that of dudes like, oh, I got ground beef. It's like, mm-hmm. I don't have like steak or whatever anymore. Yeah. Let's like make it into a patty. That's wild. That's pretty cool, though.
Mm-hmm. Bro, this is good.
Mm-hmm. Are all their burgers like smash burgers?
I don't know.
The patties are like really thin. That's pretty solid.
They are really thin.
They don't got a signature sauce, do they?
Not that I know of.
Like, for most foods, like these burgers and stuff, that's like my main thing, kind of. Is like, if you have a good like sauce, bro, it makes it way better.
I have something else controversial.
But you do?
I hardly ever use sauce at
ever.
Restaurants. Like, even Chick-fil-A, I hardly use Chick-fil-A sauce.
Because you use, like, why? You use just, like,
it's
sauce?
It's just, like, I don't know. I love Chick-fil-A sauce, but it's so much bother.
Bother?
Sometimes I, like, get it, and then I forget to even use it. I just, their fries are so good, dry.
They are good.
I can just, like, eat them and totally forget that there should be sauce with them.
Really? That's interesting, because I, like, sauce is huge for me. Like, where was I the other day? They had a, like, bro, KFC almost has a good signature sauce.
Is KFC even good at all?
I ate there the other day. I was traveling home. Kind of so-so. Like, their biscuit was kind of meh. Mm. Their mac and cheese, their chicken tenders.
Dude, you try mac and cheese the first time to a restaurant, you try their mac and cheese?
It wasn't my first time.
I mean, yeah,
but,
I guess.
But no, like,
that was an assumption, but.
Dude, I love mac and cheese, bro. A lot of places, you'll eventually kind of learn that, okay, like, they're maybe not super well known for the mac and cheese.
Yeah. Dude, I'm not a huge chicken fan, but Bojangles has some great chicken. It's, like, pretty cheap and, like, not a classy place at all, but it's so good.
Yeah, that and their biscuits and sweet tea, bro. Huge.
I don't think I've tried their sweet tea.
Oh, dude, it's very good. But yeah, dude, their biscuits and their chicken, phenomenal.
So good.
Oh, so good. I just had it the other day. Their signature sauce is not where it's at.
I didn't even know they had it.
They just like brought it back. They're like, or had advertising. They're like, we're bringing back our signature sauce. I tried it and it was. It was almost good. But I had a lot of horseradish. It had this amount of horseradish. I don't like horseradish.
No. Horseradish is not where it's at all. Mm-hmm.
No, for sure not.
It's probably my cheese curds.
The employees are just circling you with cheese curds the whole time. Bro, I was looking at the history about Culver's. It got opened, like, first one was opened in Wisconsin in, like, it's like Sauk, Wisconsin, I think. And it was, like, in 1984, which is, like, 40 years ago.
Okay.
And it was a husband and wife that used to work, or they used to, like, run a A&W.
I can't remember what A&W is for some reason.
I have hardly ever been to an A&W. It's like the same brand as like the root beer.
Oh yeah.
A&W, but like there's like these cafes. It's like a chain.
Okay.
So they used to work at one of those. And then their son, out of college, worked at McDonald's. And then he got married. The son got married. And then the parents and the son and his wife decided to start a restaurant, which they started. They started this place called Culver's Butter. What was it called? Butter. Butter Burgers and Custards. It started out with a really long name. Culver's is their last name.
Okay.
And so, and then. Yeah, they've got some weird history. Like, they had, like, a bunch of different they went through a handful of CEOs, like, in a fairly short time. Like,
the world.
A couple people just, like, died.
Just randomly. Oh, they fell.
They slipped and fell.
Yeah, they
slipped. It sucks, bro.
Dude, that's why you move out of Wisconsin.
Yeah, bro, you might, you don't know, dude. Shucks.
Dude, that's rough. Just falling? When you're supposed to be the CEO?
It's kind of a sad way to go out, bro.
Yeah.
Shucks. Like, are these, like, slip and falls? Are these actually, like, falling from, like, a height?
Pretty sure people just slip and fall and they just die.
Because unless you're, like, really old and have a major fall, you're mostly not going to die.
I don't know. Wisconsin is kind of different.
Shucks, dude. But yeah. And now, Cold Fries is actually not in every state, though. It's a pretty big chain, but it's like in 29 states, I think.
Okay. It hasn't been in North Carolina until just like the last 2 years, I don't think.
I think the first one in North Carolina, I don't know what part of North Carolina, but it was in like 2015.
Okay.
So
like 10 years ago almost.
Not, yeah. But yeah, there's like close to 900 in the U.S. 900, or it's only in the U.S. Like 937.
So cool.
Which is not that much compared to other fast food ones. But still a considerable amount, though.
Yeah. Bro, I'm so full.
This is good, but
not quite like Chick-fil-A.
I would love like a good sauce on it.
I've had a better burger from them. Their mushroom and Swiss, pretty good.
Really?
A lot of people don't like mushrooms, but the mushroom and Swiss was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, to me, it seems kind of dry. There's like,
I kind of know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe you don't think so because you don't like sauce.
I don't dislike sauce at all.
Oh, well.
I just always either forget to use it or it's too much of a bother because I'm ready to start eating and I need to put sauce on first. Mm. It's not like I dislike it at all.
Sure. Oh, dude. I saw on this one website, they're like, bro, you need to, like, dump a bunch of cheese curds on your burger. And I was going to do it, but I totally forgot.
That'd be kind of good, maybe. Mm-hmm. People put fries. Mr. Beast puts fries on burgers in his restaurant. Dude, we should go to his restaurant for the podcast.
How far would we have?
I don't know. He's from North Carolina, so there should be plenty around.
He doesn't have very many, like in-person ones.
He doesn't?
A lot of them are like the ghost kitchen ones. Like you can order them and get them delivered, but it's like other people like working out of their kitchens or whatever, or restaurants. And a lot of them you can like get it delivered, but like they're actually not a physical restaurant.
Okay. Dude, I've looked them up before. All of his restaurants have horrible reviews. Like, I don't... hardly any have an average of above 3.
Are these physical restaurants, or are these...
Let's see. Oh, no, this one here is just a delivery restaurant.
That's interesting.
Oh, no, none of these are... Here's one in Charlotte that it doesn't have any reviews and no pictures.
It's probably still a ghost kitchen.
Maybe.
Because remember like his one video like in New Jersey in that mall? That was like one of his like first physical restaurants.
Oh, okay.
I think so. Which unless he's opened more up recently, but
yeah, it looks like none of them are actual restaurants.
But you know what I was thinking about? One thing we should do some is to do, have you watched any of those YouTubers that go up to be more like, hey, like people in the gym or whatever, and like, bro, like, what's your biggest, like, cheat meal? And then, like,
biggest what?
Cheat meal.
Oh, okay.
And then they'll be like, oh, like, get like a chicken quesadilla from like Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. And then like put Raisin Cane's like chicken tenders on top and like sauce and fries or something. And then eat it all together. Like okay. Something like kind of like these random combination of things that sometimes look really good. Where you take like a couple of things from a few different restaurants and make an item out of it.
That'd be kind of cool.
And usually they're like very unhealthy, but like look really good. We should try that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, I'm so full.
Really?
Yeah. I have too many cheese curds.
That's right. They're so good, though. But do you know how many cows they have that like work like for Culver's, bro?
No idea.
Bro, it's like 5,400 cows, bro. That are like full time, bro.
That's pretty crazy.
And like that's like just providing like milk like for their customers. It's like over 100 farms.
And there's not. And it's not like a huge chain. I wonder how much some of the other restaurants have that are have way more locations.
Yeah,
it's kind of crazy.
But they are kind of known for their custard.
So. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know how that compares to other ones, but bro, over 5,000 cows, bro. That's wild. You know how kind of depressing that is, bro. Be a cow. Just like work full time for something, get nothing in return, bro.
That would be. That'd be really depressing, actually.
Although you probably wouldn't care because
I don't care about animals. I don't believe in animal rights. Although I don't believe in animal torture either, so.
Oh, you. I was trying to remember what the comment you had said earlier. It was about the vegan burger, though.
Oh, yeah.
Or veggie burger.
Yeah, I don't eat veggie burgers. Never have, anyway.
You should try it sometime. I think there's probably better quality ones. But I think it... Yeah. But it also sounds so processed. I don't think it's going to be that much better for you.
Pretty sure it's going to be worse.
Unless
at least some of them. Some of them are made out of really bad ingredients.
Yeah. Because they're trying to make it as simple.
But they're not as worried about the health as they are about having all the cows live. And then we're going to be overrun by cows. We don't need more cows.
Bro, a world run by cows, bro?
Dude, that'd be rough.
That'd be scary, bro. Although, like, that's better than like, some animals. Like, cows are like they can be aggressive, but like they're not known for being.
Yeah, but imagine having herds of cows running around.
Yeah, just taking over places. Have I talked to you about like the cocaine hippos?
No.
Huh?
No.
No. Pablo Escobar in Colombia. He was like that big drug dealer.
Okay.
And he had like this whole like zoo of like exotic animals, and he had like these wild animals and stuff, and he had like a few hippos, and after he died, like his place was just kind of abandoned, and a bunch of his like wild animals like got out and like escaped. It just started like roaming South America or like Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
And bro, these hippos are like thriving though, because they're now thrown into like tropical Colombia,
mm-hmm.
and they're loving it, bro. There's like, and it's dangerous because now there's like close. They've like reproduced pretty quickly, and there's like close to like 30 or 40 of them. I think they've been around for like 20 or 30 years now, but they've reproduced quite a bit, and there's like a herd of like 30 or 40 of them. Just roaming around.
Dude, and hippos are dangerous.
Dude, they're one of the most aggressive animals, yeah. bro. Yeah, and so
that's kind of crazy.
And yeah, it's like dangerous because they'll like they can like go in and like trample a village or whatever, bro. There's not much you can do about it.
that's kind of scary.
Like it's scary, bro. Because
Mm-hmm. Everything doing okay for yourself?
Yeah, great. Yep. Thank you, sir. And yeah, it's scary because and they tried to like kill some of them or something, and then it got people really mad, and then then Columbia made
some people
walls
want the hippos there.
Well, I'm not sure who was all making these decisions, who was doing the shooting and stuff, but like eventually maybe it was more outside people that were mad. I'm not sure, but someone got mad and they made these rules that you can't kill the hippos. And so now, how are you going to, like, what are you going to do with them?
Feed them
just, like,
cocaine?
Yo, have a bunch of hippos that just high, bro.
No, but just overdose them.
Oh.
Then they die. But you didn't shoot them, and they probably got into it on their own. Nope. So.
And they're called cocaine hippos.
Dude, just overdose them with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea.
Because you can't really transport. Like, it'd be really hard to transport them.
Yeah, they're huge.
Like, you could maybe get, like, one of those huge, like, freight planes. Like, just, like, that's, like, they're massive. Mm-hmm. Just, like, load 20 hippos on, fly them to, like, Africa or whatever, drop them off. That'd be wild.
Or just feed them cocaine. I like that idea.
I feel like that makes more sense.
That makes way more sense. I wonder what a high hippo is like.
I'm gonna get more
probably dangerous.
They're just chill.
They might. I don't know. Dude, I'm so full.
Oh.
Did they not give me any napkins?
No, they didn't give us any.
Bro.
Bro, do you know where, like, some of the original restaurants, like, originated from, which states?
Culver's is from Wisconsin.
Good job.
Thank you.
There's two popular ones that came from North Carolina.
Fast food restaurants, you said?
Yeah. It was all fast food.
I don't know. Chick-fil-A come from North Carolina? Dude, that would be very nice.
That'd be huge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably like Hardee's or something like that.
It is, actually. Yep. Hardee's
is like pretty sure it's like bottom of the ladder.
Really? I've like not eaten at Hardee's forever.
Okay, I never eat at Hardee's either, but they always look so crusty. I don't know. Most of them are really old. You don't see very many anymore. Mm-hmm. What else? Arby's?
Mm-mm.
Don't tell me it's Hardee's and McDonald's. It can't be that. Okay, thank you. Taco Bell?
No. I think it's one that'll make you kind of happy.
Zaxby's? I can't even think of any more.
Bojangles.
Oh, Bojangles?
Yeah, really.
Dude. I approve of Bojangles.
Yeah, bro. Popeyes and Raising Cane's came from Louisiana.
Okay.
And then Burger King came from
not North Carolina. Please or hub.
Florida.
Okay.
Then Chick-fil-A came from Georgia.
Dude, the South starts the best fast food besides mm-hmm. Burger King.
And then there was a bunch of ones that came out of California. Jack in the Box, Carl Jr.'s, Taco Bell, Pan Express.
Out of California?
Del Taco's and McDonald's all came from, like, California.
Dude, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting that there's some states that just have nothing.
That is kind of cool.
Yeah. A Wingstop and Church's Chicken and Whataburger came from Texas.
That's cool. Dude.
Have you ever eaten at Whataburger?
No.
I wanted to. And if you look it up, there's some, like, technically here in Morrisville, but I don't think they're part of the chain, I don't think. I look confused. Wait, they look so super old.
It's Whataburger, but not part of the chain?
That's what it seems like. I'm a little confused because I'm not sure if they're actually like the chain ones, if they're just like these independent ones. I'm a little confused because their logo and stuff look very similar.
Maybe it was just like really old.
For sure.
Dude, I don't think there's any very close at all. But we should go to Bucky's for our podcast. Have you been at Bucky's? Dude, I love Bucky's.
I was, but it's I didn't eat food there. You know there's one going to come here? There's going to be one put in here in North Carolina somewhere, like close by.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. It's literally like the best place ever.
I didn't eat there. I got some jerky
there. Dude, the closest one is 112 miles away.
Is that the one in like Syrupville or something, Tennessee?
No, it's in Florence, South Carolina. They have like brisket and stuff. It's not super high quality, but it's for gas station food.
That's crazy. The place is massive too. It's huge.
I know, dude. The restrooms are insane. They're actually crazy.
They are, bro.
They have like 25 stalls. It's wild. Ridiculous.
Back to I was talking about how many Culver's locations there. Do you know how many is the, like, what fast food brands have the most?
Probably McDonald's, I don't know.
They're third.
Third? Wendy's?
Nope, they're like ninth.
I don't know, Burger King?
Yeah, they are most. They're sick.
Sick? Taco Bell?
They're not on the list.
You know what? I'm pretty sure I have a list of fast food restaurants on here.
Are you cheating? Are you just trying to get ideas?
Just to get ideas. Yeah, they're not in any.
The top two.
Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A Arby's? Isn't on this one. Nope. Chick-fil-A is like, or no, Arby's is like, what, 14th or something.
I don't know. Sonic?
No, the 13th. I was kind of surprised by number one.
I have no idea. Dairy Queen?
Nope. Or 10th.
It's Subway. Oh, I guess it's not unusual to have them in like gas stations and stuff like that.
And they're international too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like we had them in Thailand.
Okay. Subway's actually pretty good.
Yeah, which McDonald's and some of those would be international too, but yes, Subway, it claims that there's 20,000 like 500 locations.
Crazy.
That's a lot. Second is Starbucks. List.
Oh yeah, of course Starbucks.
And then it's McDonald's. But yeah, that was kind of wild. That Dunkin's actually fourth on that list too.
Dunkin' is not that great.
No. Not really. Kind of so. But on this list it also has like the like the company owned versus the franchise owned. Like Subway is like 100% franchise owned.
Okay.
And Starbucks is like 58% company owned. Which I don't really know what that means. But sounds kind of cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, but I'm surprised that Subway has like 7,000 more locations than like McDonald's. That's wild. 7,000?
That is quite a bit.
That's a lot. But yeah. The fast food industry is kind of odd. And I don't know if it... be interesting to see like how it's affected. Sure, it's affected our diets in horrible ways, especially America.
Yeah,
our U.S. But yeah, I feel like it in some ways maybe it has made food more accessible and cheap in some ways. But then it's
it keeps getting more expensive.
But right now, it's not
It's so expensive.
It used to be that you could buy it for like couple of dollars, you could get like
you could go to McDonald's for literally a couple dollars. Now it's like 12 to get a meal.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
It's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have anything more about fast food or burgers that you want to say?
Not that I can think of. I don't think.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know what all we'll talk about or what we'll end up reviewing and stuff, but I think it's just fun to
sit down. It might be boring for everybody else.
It might be boring for everyone else. That's true, but bro, we're not forcing anyone to listen to it.
No.
If you're listening to it, you probably know us or are our friends, maybe.
Or just like an odd type of foodie.
We're just love food. And then we're friends, bro. Then we're just having a good time.
Dude, we should have Jolly on. Bro, that'd be so cool.
That'd be actually really cool.
Bro. I love Jolly.
Jolly is really cool. But yeah, so we'll probably do...
Oh, wait, that was not my choice.
Me and Mark really do enjoy burgers, so we'll probably do a decent amount of that, but also just other foods, and snacks, and mm-hmm. candy, and ranking, and different stuff. I guess we'll have to see what all we do, but yeah, regarding food, because food is good.
And it's essential, too. So
it is essential. Yeah. So, yeah. I think that's about all I have.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope they didn't get too many food noises.
Goodbye.